With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Israel received the remains of two more hostages Wednesday, hours after the Israeli military said one of the bodies previously turned over was not that of a hostage.
Hamas said it was committed to the ceasefire deal, but had handed over all the bodies it has. It said locating and recovering the others would require major effort and special equipment. It was understood that finding some of the bodies would be difficult in the ruins and rubble of Gaza. But Hamas has returned the remains of only 9 hostages. There are still 19 left.
That is Barbara Plett reporting. Senate Democrats poised to once again reject a spending bill that would reopen the government. House Speaker Mike Johnson.
People see what's going on here. We should not have Border Patrol agents not paid right now because Chuck Schumer wants to play political games to cover his tail. I don't know how much more simply to say that, and every single one of you know that's exactly what's going on. I don't like being mad, Mike. I want to be happy, Mike. I want to be the happy warrior, but I am so upset about this. God bless America.
Democrats are still insisting on $1.5 trillion in new spending to reopen the government. Vice President Vance set to appear at a Turning Point USA campus tour event later this month.
The group founded by the late Charlie Kirk announced that the vice president will join Kirk's widow, Erica, at the University of Mississippi on October 29th. Turning Point USA officials expect up to 10,000 people to attend. Vance was close friends with Kirk, who was gunned down last month, and has said he wants to help keep Kirk's conservative mission alive. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Dozens of reporters turned in access badges and exited the Pentagon on Wednesday rather than agree to government-imposed restrictions on their work, pushing journalists who cover the American military further from its seat of power. The nation's leadership called the new rules common sense to help regulate what they described as a very disruptive press. This is SRN News. Transgenderism may turn out to be a fad, Michael Harrington reports.
If it's not, then why are fewer and fewer young people identifying as such? That's the question posed in a study released by the Foundation for Individual Rights and Expression, which finds just 3.6% of college students say they are transgender in 2025. Last year, it was over 5%, and in 2020 and 23, it was nearly 7%. Other surveys indicate that young people are much more likely than any older cohort to identify as trans. Michael Harrington reporting.
Turkey is cracking down on Christian believers. Alliance Defending Freedom International reports the government in Ankara has labeled foreign believers national security threats and is deporting them in large numbers. Turkey is officially a secular state, but President Erdogan has been taking the nation in an increasingly conservative Islamic direction. This is SRN News. Obesity remains high in the U.S., but more states are showing progress. Here's correspondent Mike Hempen.
The number of states with obesity rates of 35% or more has dropped for the first time in a decade. According to data from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, 19 states had obesity rates of 35% or more in 2024, down from 23 states the year before. In adults, obesity is defined as having a body mass index of 30 or higher. It's a chronic disease linked to diabetes, stroke, cancer, and heart disease. I'm Mike Hempen.
A first-of-its-kind rescue operation in the last frontier. Alaska conducting its biggest-ever air rescue mission, airlifting hundreds of coastal residents who had been battered by the remnants of Typhoon Halong last weekend. You'll find more on these stories at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.